for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Going to go inside the Cats camp. Cats picked up 2.6%, by the way, with that victory today. 139.7. Lucky enough to be joined on the line for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, by Geelong running machine Sam Minigola. Sam Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Well done. I'd use the term professional to describe the performance tonight. You go up there, you sort of get them where you want them early and, you know, and then do the business. Is that a good way to describe and your reaction to it as well?
I guess so. I think we've talked a lot about just playing the way that we want to be playing in a few weeks' time, regardless of who we're playing. So it's always good when you can come out and do that. So I guess in that regard, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, game number 7 for you this year. Do you feel you're just starting to build and come finals that you'll have found the mojo that's, you know, carried you so well over the last 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, it's definitely good to get some continuity. Obviously, it's been a little bit hard to come by this year. So it's been good to be able to get a couple together now, and hopefully I can stay out on the park.
What's it like? Give us a bit of an insight. And it's not the first time in your career at the Cats you've had to spend extended stints on the sideline, but this one's probably more frustrating when it, you know, mixture of concussions and knee issues. What's it like, been like 2022 for you in terms, not just physically, but I suppose also mentally?
Yeah, it has been a little bit different. Like, you're right, it's just been a little bit more stop-start than some of the other rehabs I've had, where it's a little bit more linear. You know, you get injured, you get a time frame, and you work towards it, and then you're back. So, yeah, definitely been a few times that I've had to sort of reset, and that time's been frustrating, but I think we are pretty lucky here in that the people around you do make it quite a bit easier. So, certainly had its moments this year, but people around me have made it much easier, and obviously really glad to be back at the moment. And now it's just about doing everything right during the week to give you the opportunity to stay out here.
Sam, do you feel a pressure to hold your place? And if so, sort of how do you deal with that, you know, A, during the week, and then B, you know, during a game?
I think, yeah, I feel like we've all got roles within the team, and I think if you can execute your role, then you give yourself every chance to stay in. So I think that's what all our guys are focusing on at the moment.
Sam, each week there seems to be, you know, a few changes, a lot of players being managed, and it certainly is the modern way. We had a couple of our K-Rock listeners were commenting, you know, 5 to 10 years ago and beyond that, it always used to be, let's just get the 22 that we think can play finals and they'll be the only ones that play. Is that something you talk about as a group of players? Because this week there were two or three of the boys managed. Do you talk about that? And if so, you know, how do you go about that, just staying focused on the job at hand?
To be honest, it's probably not something the players talk about that much. One of the great things is that we've got some coaches that we've been with for a long period of time, and then obviously we've had some new ones that we've really quickly built some trust with. So, maybe it's only because I haven't played that much, but I think, to be honest, we sort of just let the coaches do their thing and trusted them and that sort of thing. And as players, your job is to focus on what you need to do individually and collectively come the game. So, to be honest, it's not something we've actually probably talked about amongst ourselves. We back the guys in who that's their job to make those decisions, and our job is to go out and execute on the weekend.
Now, Sam, do you see Brad Otten's around the club much? Is he down there, like, he floats in and out? Have you seen him much recently?
Tend to see him on the days that lunch is on. But we have seen him a little bit. He's obviously been really good. We've got a couple of young guys that are learning their ruck craft. And we've obviously got Reese and Segs, who are a bit older. So I think it's a nice little group with Otto there to help everyone. And the older guys, you see him sort of helping those younger guys who are learning their craft as well. So good little ruck club.
Now, the only reason I ask is that next time you see him, you'll be able to just hang something on him and just say, mate, I've now played more footy for the Cats than you. because you're actually the same amount of games tonight, and then next week you'll go past him. So just give him a little drive-by as you go past. Go, Otto, more games in the hoops than you.
I might wait till I actually get through next week's game, given how this year's gone so far. So, but I'll keep it in mind for next week.
Very good, very good. Now you love your cycling. Were you up watching all the grand tours and obviously the Tour de France? You know, finished off three or four weeks ago now.
A little bit tricky over on this side of the country. It's one of the many beautiful things about the West Coast, but it's on a little bit early and a little bit more manageable. So now I've had to settle for the highlights packages where I could sneak them in.
Yeah, I know you love your cycling. You been on the bike much yourself?
I haven't recently. It's just obviously got a bit Geelongy the last few weeks. It's been a bit more wet and a little bit harder to get out. So hopefully as we get closer to September, it starts to clear up a little bit and get out a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sam, another final series to get up and about. Obviously one more game to go against the Eagles, get through that and rock and roll into September. And we can't wait to be part of the journey with you guys through the ninth month of the year, and hopefully the Cats being there in about 5 weeks from now, saluting with the Premiership Cup. Well done on the win tonight. Safe trip back, and look forward to seeing you in action next Saturday against the Eagles.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me.
Sam Menegola joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, Port Arlington Road in Moorlap.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.